Police officers in Sydney say it's been extremely disturbing for them to have to deal with the shooting death of a three-year-old girl. The father of the Sydney toddler has been charged with possessing a prohibited and unregistered sawn-off shotgun, as well as breaching an apprehended domestic violence order. His three-year-old daughter died at her mother's Laylor Park home last night. For more, we're joined now by the ABC's Sydney police reporter, Jessica Kidd. Jessica, this is such a disturbing story. What are the police saying today about the circumstances of this shooting?
Eleanor, that's right. This is a really disturbing case and a very tragic story that's happened. Now, what police have been able to tell us is that just after 8 o'clock last night at a house in Laylor Park in Sydney's West, where this little three-year-old girl lived with her mother and three older brothers, there were gunshots. A gunshot rang out and the girl was shot in the neck. Now, police and paramedics were called, but the girl died at the scene from that wound. And we're hearing reports from neighbours who heard the gunshot that the girl's mother was beside herself. She was hysterical, yelling out as paramedics tried to treat the little girl, "Not my baby, not my baby." Another man, who we now understand to be the girl's father, was seen sitting in a gutter with his head in his hands, rocking backwards and forwards while police were there trying to process what had happened. What we know is that the three-year-old was in the house with her three older siblings who were aged between 3 and 8, her mother and her father, when she was injured by this gunshot. Now, police are still investigating this, and given that there are children involved, that process of investigation is going to take a long time because specialist officers have to speak to the children as well as the mother and the father. But police are investigating whether the three-year-old may have shot herself or whether this was an accident involving the other children. But one thing is clear, that there was an unregistered prohibited firearm in that house. It wasn't secured properly. And Acting Superintendent Paul Corrett said that this just emphasises how important it is to store firearms safely. Here's a bit of what he said earlier.
We'd also just like to take the opportunity to reiterate the need to keep firearms safe at all times, to keep them stored in accordance with the legislation.
So that's the police superintendent in charge there, Paul Corrett. Jessica, what more can you tell us about the charges against the little girl's father?
Yes, well, police have told us that the 43-year-old man who lives at Arncliffe in Sydney's southwest, so he doesn't live with the family and the mother, has been charged with not keeping a firearm safely, possessing a prohibited and unregistered firearm. And he's also facing two counts of breaching an apprehended domestic violence order, which we understand relates to the mother. Now, that man faced Blacktown Local Court earlier today, And he's been refused bail on those charges. But the charges are serious. As the Superintendent Paul Corrett said, it's an extremely serious issue when firearms aren't stored properly. And this is the tragic outcome of that.
Jessica Kidd, the ABC Senior Police Reporter, thank you.